Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1557 of our trek, and it is time for a snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Robert Schoen, and it is, "Setting aside a day of rest is difficult. We are surrounded by too many things to do, too many places to go, and far too many distractions." What would it be like if we could ignore these distractions and spend an entire day every week with our family and friends and our spiritual thoughts? An answer to this hypothetical question appears in the Talmud, which tells us that the world would be redeemed if everyone observed only two consecutive Sabbaths. So today's snippet is, a day of rest. This quote does convict me, as I'm sure it does for many of you. I do struggle to set aside an entire day per week to rest and relax. Even Sunday, when we do set a time aside for worship and fellowship, the remainder of the day is usually filled with chores around the house or duties related to the work that I'm trying to catch up on. I understand in my heart that life would go on and I would complete all that is needed to be done on the other 6 days of the week. Still in my mind and my inner drive, seems to automatically take control to distract me from a day to rest, relax, and recharge my body, mind, and soul. Habits are so difficult to break, even when they are socially acceptable as noble habits. Will you join me during this year and make a more conscious effort to set aside 1 day per week for rest? If we don't purposely do so, then we will continue to fall into the routines which we are comfortable. God set the example at creation in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. On the seventh day, God finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. Fortunately, we are not under the strict laws that God set for the Israelite nation in the first 5 books of the Old Testament, referred to as the Talmud. The penalty for not observing the Sabbath was severe. Even for the nation of Israel, the Sabbath rest found in the law was pointing both to the rest which would be found in the Promised Land and our future rest in God. Today, our rest is to be found in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews in chapters 3 and 4 is the best description of this rest. Let me read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 6 through 11. So God's rest is there for people to enter, but those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering the rest, and that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Now, if Joshua had succeeded in giving them rest, God would have not spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. Until we are able to experience the full rest when we reign with God in the new Eden, let us practice that rest by setting aside 1 day to rest, relax, recharge, and reflect on God's blessing. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,556 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.